After 20-year-old Jason Sauls died of an apparent overdose, his family immediately called bullshit in a whole ruling. This case has left his loved ones distraught and searching for answers, with their cries echoing through the halls of justice for two agonizing years. Fueling their belief is a disturbing claim that the authorities hastily closed the case because homophobia, because Jason was a gay man, which is not something unheard of. At the center of this case lies a chilling series of events. A young man's life cut short due to a GHB overdose within the confines of a strange, older white man's apartment. A family's relentless pursuit of justice and their unwavering belief of an overlooked conspiracy and the questions that plagued the investigation from the start. Welcome back to Bros of Murder, where we cover true crime cases of color and play music from artists you probably never heard of, because I have great taste. And today, it's just the boys. Bye, guys, chat. We're chilling.
Steps for bisexual.
That's canon. That's canon to the bi lore now. Bisexual. We be out here sucking and fucking. Today we are covering Jason Sauls, a 20-year-old man who died of an overdose at an older man's home. And for 2 years, his family has called on the police to reopen the investigation. I'm Andre, and I'm joined by
Robert.
There he goes, the beautiful man himself. But before we start, make sure you hit the subscribe button and, you know, just check out our latest episodes, because this season has been rolling. And follow our social media for extra content. Robert, I didn't tell you this, but I have like the next 3 months of content over the summer planned out already.
Oh, published. My God. Let's go.
I got bored one night and just like went at it.
Yeah, that's better than what I do with my time when I'm bored.
ADHD, man, is my superpower.
So, March 1st, 2020, Jackson Sauls went to a high-rise apartment in an affluent area of San Francisco. He went allegedly for a blind date, but he was brought there by a third party. So it's unclear if this blind date was with the third party or with the man's apartment, or the man who owns the apartment. We don't know that information currently because the Sauls family can't get access to Jackson's phone. They have the phone in their possession, but they can't get past the security code. And because there's not an active investigation, they cannot subpoena the records. Jackson's family texted him that evening at 11 p.m. to check in if he was coming home that night. Jackson said he would be, and Jackson's family says whenever he said he was coming home, he would actually come home. This was very unusual behavior because Jackson never came home.
The death of 20-year-old Jackson Sauls on March 2nd, 2020 has been ruled an accidental overdose by the San Francisco authorities. Now, his family claims the police ruled the death as a random overdose because he was gay. So now Sauls was found dead, like you said, in a luxury high-rise apartment of a 41-year-old white man who had hosted a gathering that night before. According to the man, Jackson had spent the night, but when he began getting ready for work around 7:30 a.m., Jackson wasn't breathing, so he called 911. The toxicology report revealed that, I'm gonna fuck up this, I failed chemistry.
I don't know why you put that in your script. Why would you put the chemical name down?
I'm gonna just call it GHB.
Yeah, gamma hydroxybutyrate. Yeah, fuck that, dude.
I fucked myself over with that one. I was like, ooh, I'm gonna sound smart as shit. Nope, did not practice the pronunciation.
I do that with names too. If their first name and last name and one of them is like crazy difficult, I'm like, oh, we're gonna go by Jackson. Easy.
Listen, that last episode we did about the Japanese serial killer.
Oh, dude, I cannot wait to hear your guys' pronunciation of that. I literally,
dude, the whole time, Ben Keller, we were just like, we wish, why the fuck is it Robert?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The one time we needed over pronunciation.
Dude.
So GHB, which is a substance commonly known as a date rape drug, but sometimes used recreationally, was in his system. I've never heard of GHB, especially as like a recreational thing.
Yeah, it's kind of old school. I know that GHB is a little bit more common in like the UK.
Okay.
But again, that's like old school. I'm sure that there are some people, maybe 41-year-olds out here still taking GHB, but I don't know.
Yeah, they're like ketamine.
No, or like 2CB or something like that.
Yeah, we're hip. We know what the street drugs are. I've been to a rave. So now, the Sauls family have been searching for answers about what happened to Jackson. They had accused authorities of basing their conclusion on the assumption that their son took this GHB recreationally because he was gay. And if you know any of the gay stereotypes, they assume a lot of them are just in clubs, getting high as shit, and having random sex. Does that happen? Sure. Is that the norm? No. Some people just like to do drugs and have fun. That's not everybody in one community. Now, Jackson's family has accused the police of failing to interview anyone present at the home of the evening of his death, and, like, including anyone other than the property owner. Apparently, there's other people who were around that just didn't get talked to. The family also alleged that another overdose occurred at the same residence before Jackson's death. The police department said they could not speak to the statements made by any other department. So this story, to me, is similar of the Jamal Moore case, which we covered as, like, our first episode, like, in, like, 2017. It was back before Robert was even on.
Yeah.
Now, Jamal died in West Hollywood at a man named Ed Buck's house, which is a predominant Democratic donor back in 2017. Buck was charged with federal drug crimes, including providing drug that led to his death. His family has also accused authorities of not pursuing this because he was a gay black sex worker. So the parallels are paralleling. I can very much so see, the police department may have dropped the ball thinking that Jason just OD'd on drugs he was doing at a party, when for all we know, that could not be the case at all.
So there was public outcry when this all went down. You know, the gay community in San Francisco is very strong, and the Sauls family obviously spent years of their lives trying to get this case reopened. So, according to the Sauls family, an official from the medical examiner's office told them no investigation is needed as the gay community uses GHB. The medical examiner has since denied that any staff member made such a comment, and it was given to them orally. At this point, it's a he said, she said, but one of the she saids is a organization and the other is a grieving family. Like, why do they benefit from lying about the death of their son?
And so all they're asking is to reopen the case.
Yes. So the queer community in San Francisco kind of rallied around the Sauls family, and the GLBTQ+ Asian Pacific Alliance joined the family and held vigil outside of San Francisco City Hall. And they also started a petition that ended up getting 150,000 signatures, and all of that was to put pressure on, you know, anyone they could in the public light to have this case reopened. So the police claim that they cannot conduct a criminal investigation because the medical examiner's determination was that this was an accidental death. That being said, when they went to the home, they found drugs in the home. No one was arrested, no one was charged for any possession, manslaughter charges, nothing.
That's the weird thing, like, you already know that there's drugs in the house, so
yeah. They found them. They identified them in one of the closets. They found GHB. And they said, well, it was an accident, so I guess everything's okay. And they left.
But meanwhile, niggas getting raided over weed.
Yeah. Okay. I cannot imagine a party getting flipped by cops and them finding drugs and no one gets charges, let alone
even arrested
died.
Detained. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. Which really makes me wonder, because I couldn't find it anywhere, who is this 41-year-old man?
Yeah,
he has to be connected. He has to be a cop or a politician or something.
Something, yeah. All we know is that he's rich. That's all we know.
And who knows? Maybe he was just rich enough to, you know, pay the cops and be like, hey, leave. Either way, the family deserves some sort of criminal investigation, even if it was an accidental death. Whoever supplied those drugs on the hook for that death. Yeah.
Yeah. So the change.org petition is still up and still active. I think the last update they had was on March 4th of this year, where they had, like, a gathering, just like social support. So I'll also link that in the show notes, just like if people want to check it out.
And now a message from our sponsors.
I mean, so do you think that the police should reopen this investigation?
I do. Yeah. I mean, if for whatever reason their hands are tied and the medical examiner saying no investigation is needed because gay community takes GHB, then I think that is grounds to have a different medical examiner evaluate the case again.
Yeah, because, you know? Like, you just showed your whole ass with that statement.
Well, and if they claim that they didn't do it, then explain why you don't think that this could have been a case of an intentional overdose. What evidence would you see of someone intentionally taking it and overdosing versus someone who was given more than they should have been and dying? Like, there was no defensive injuries, but Jackson was at a party.
Where this drug was readily available, obviously, and enough words that he could overdose on it. So, like, again, even if it was an accident, the supplier should at least be brought in.
Absolutely.
The person who has all these drugs in her house should at least be brought in.
Because, you know, possession of this is a crime. So there's your criminal investigation. How much can you worry about figuring out what's going on there?
Let this man have been black, he would have been strung up to dry. You would have seen him on CNN. So now, his family accuses the police department of mulling over this case because of his sexual orientation. Do you think that's a valid claim?
Yes, I do. I wish that there was some, like, formal inquest into, like, specifically the communications that have gone out to the family from the medical examiner. Because it seems to be, like, that's the people who are really holding it up at this point. There was also some question of, like, that medical examiner's licensing throughout that period was kind of going in and out.
Oh, shit.
And all of that kind of just goes to say, like, hey, maybe they're not the ones. Maybe we need to find a different medical examiner. And all we need is someone to say, yes, maybe this could have been a crime. And then the police lose that excuse as to, oh, we can't open a criminal investigation because it was ruled an accident, which I still think is bullshit, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, they can't just, like, crowdfund money to get their own, like, a separate autopsy done, or, like, you can only do that if the case is open.
I don't know. Yeah, because I know people pay for their own autopsies all the time at hospitals and stuff.
There has to be a reason why they can't get it released or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe they're trying to, like, hold that as evidence of the crime that they're refusing to investigate.
It could be.
It's all just very suspicious.
Especially when, like, you look at, like I said, the Jamal Moore case, where his family's had to go through the same hurdles just to come to find out that the dude at Buck did kill their son.
Yeah, well, and was heavily politically connected.
Yeah, and he had ties to other. So before he died, Moore, there were other guys that this dude at Buck would, like, get super high and take advantage of them when they were, like, unconscious. Like, the motives seem to be lining up. Like, it doesn't seem like a completely out-of-the-pocket thing to think that this dude drugged him up, tried to take advantage of him if he didn't do it, and dude accidentally OD'd. Like, that's the clear motive right there.
Yeah. I don't see a world where, if this was, you know, any other, you know, group of people, a cop shows up to a house, someone is dead, there are drugs, and they don't know each other, that this goes this way. There just has to be facts of the case that we're missing that's being, like, hidden from the public at this point.
100%. They seem hella shiesty. Do you think that the families of victims can raise awareness about their loved ones' cases and seek justice without the authorities' help? Like, do we need the police to actually get justice? Because it seems like in certain cases like this, they're going against.
I think that it is really unfortunate in both, you know, the Buck case and this one. It is necessary. It is 100% necessary. Like, we talk about, like, how important community organizers are, community organizations, you know, the GLBT plus Asian American Alliance in San Francisco has also been putting public pressure, because that's all what some politicians and, you know, sheriffs and things like that care about is public perception. Can they win another election? What are the optics of a certain case? So as our criminal justice system stands today, we do need those people. It is unfortunate that the families do have to go through those hoops to seek justice or get the answers that they need. And until our criminal justice system changes, that's, like, a very unfortunate reality that even after your child or your loved one dies, you're probably going to have to deal with this for the next couple of years to get answers.
You really got to hit the ground running by yourself, which is hard to do.
While you're mourning. Yeah.
But yeah, because it costs not only money, but time, like, a lot of time, and it's like mental anguish, which is why I always advocate for people to, like, go ahead and start that GoFundMe.
Yes,
like, get people will help you, like, go get that support, like, even if it's for, like, seeking grief counseling for yourself, go start that GoFundMe and go ask for help, go talk to people, because this is going to be a goddamn battle and you shouldn't do it alone.
Yeah, well, and so many of your, like, friends and even just, like, casual acquaintances or even strangers are looking for ways to help people. You know, they want to help you, they want to see you succeed, and, like, all it takes is literally asking for help sometimes.
Simple enough. And so that was our episode on this seemingly very homophobic case, if we can put it lightly. So again, I'll be linking the change.com, change.org link in the show notes. So if you want to keep updated on this case and see what you can do to help, you can check it out. Like I said, last time they had a meeting, the family, was in March of this year. So it seems like they're still out here advocating for their son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're in the San Francisco area, you can get involved directly, probably.
Yeah, so that was the episode. Enjoy the music coming up. What else do I have to say? Now, check out our YouTube page if you haven't yet, because we're also posting videos on YouTube. Check out the social media, because I'll be posting cases, many cases, throughout the whole next couple months that I already have pre-planned out. Rob, you got anything to plug?
Nah, I'm good.
No band stuff?
Nope.
Just check out Freddy Freddy Versus anyway. You know, fuck around, find out.
We got an EP coming. It hasn't been recorded yet, so we don't have any dates. It's about cryptids.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, so, because it's from the homies. One for your butt.
Time now for your latest weather forecast.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, 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 go. Hustle hard, hustle every single day. I'll be making moves till I'm buried in my grave. To the system, I don't wanna be a slave. I've been doing shit my way, or the highway. And in the driveway is a nice range. Cause I grind through the climb, I invite pain. You'll never hear me, bitch, nah, I don't complain. Just gotta flip the switch and you can go and obtain anything you want, anything you need. Your mind's got the key ingredient, it's belief. Better see with the negativity, but I just slide right by that energy. Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, 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 go. You got a mind, but even that could change. You could flip the gray matter like some batter in your brain. That's why they say, fake it till you make it, eh? And if you play that game, then you just might make a change. Rearrange all the bad to okay. Take the worst thoughts, saying, turn them to a game. Take the best thoughts, saying, put them on display. On repeat in your brain till you're feeling no more pain. Never slow yourself down, you can do some more. Push past all the pain and you'll find a door. Open it up and finally explore everything that you thought you could never do before. And even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, 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 go.